I am so proud, so honored, so thrilled to say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, the guy with the red suit, Santa. Hello.
Happy holidays to you, Steve. I'm on the sleigh right now with Hard Rock Coco and Joe.
Where are you, Santa? Geographically, I mean.
Well, I just left the North Pole, and I'm headed towards the North Pole, Alaska. Oh, the weather's really, really thick up here in North Pole, Alaska. Oh, mountains and mountains of snow, negative 15 below zero, and even more snow coming in tomorrow for Saturday.
So I have several questions for you about the sleigh itself. Do you have to wear a seatbelt? And how are you able to talk to me via cell? You must have hands free, I suppose.
Well, Hard Rock and Coco and Joel, they show me how to be hands-free. I'm speaking to you with one of those gigantic headphone headsets, that technical stuff that they know about. But the sleigh is all ready. It's all packed. We're headed towards the States right now. We just left North Pole, Alaska.
Uh-huh. And for the boys and girls this year, what are the big or biggest gifts?
Well, as you know, young children do love animals, which is your area of expertise.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I'm a toy maker, and I don't really have a petting zoo or an animal shelter.
Good.
But I'm sure if they checked out your website, so you would be able to assist that. That's your magic, I think, Steve.
Thank you.
The biggest things that are wanted this year, LOL dolls, of course, are still all the rage, and OMG dolls are also all the rage. Now, I feel like I should be in condominium real estates, because you know what is still hot?
What?
The Barbie dream house.
Really?
The Barbie dream house. Everyone wants the Barbie dream house. So it's still a very popular item. It's a very spacious place. Got running water, running bath and shower. The Barbie dream house is very much still on young people's lists.
Santa, have you been vaccinated?
Absolutely. It is our duty to be responsible and safe and care for ourselves and also each other. So we have to put aside things and be respectful and responsible. Everyone up at the North Pole is vaccinated. Mrs. Claus made sure every elf from Jingle Elf to Jangle Elf is indeed vaccinated. We have to listen to the experts, and you have to be safe and respectful these days.
So here's a thought of mine. I'm going to put you to work perhaps after Christmas. You know, kids have a tough time with needles sometimes. Do I hear sirens where you are, Santa? Are they after
you? Well, you know what?
Pull over,
I just passed
Santa.
Over Detroit. Looks like I just passed over Detroit and something's going on down there. But, this sound system and this phone is a pretty good phone. I got it from Mrs. Claus from the holidays. I got the new iPhone.
All right, so here's what I was saying, Santa. Some kids are afraid of needles. Wouldn't it be a great idea if Santa showed up at a vaccination site? The kids would love it, and that would take their minds off the needle going into their arms.
Absolutely. You've got my information. Send me the information. I'm more than happy to help out where I can.
All right, so maybe we'll be contacted by a hospital or some other organization, and maybe we'll put you to work doing that. So
absolutely. I've got lots of free time after the 26th.
Well, I heard this year, Santa, you're finally doing it. After all these years, it is true that you are going on a diet?
Oh, well, you know, I got to hit the gym. You know why I hit the gym on January 26th?
Why is that?
So I can jingle all the way. Oh, kids, it's always best to laugh at Santa's jokes. But yes, I'm going to make sure.
I'll try.
Make sure I eat more vegetables, the colors in the diet, you know, the orange of the carrots, the green of the celery, the green of the lettuce. Definitely good to eat more than just cookies, especially during January when you're going to hit the gym and definitely think about eating healthier.
Well,
that is true.
Two can play at this game, Santa. Do you really wash your clothes with Yuletide?
He's good. He's good.
And is it true that when your wife looks at the sky, she says, "Dear, it looks like rain, dear."
Well, now, yesterday morning, I'm redoing my kitchen.
Oh, really?
And Mrs. Claus and I were in the kitchen, and she was looking out the window, and a bunch of these gigantic bears were just, they're just freaking out. And I said, "Honey, don't worry. They're just bipolar." Oh, I slay me.
Hey, Santa. What is,
yes,
before we go, what is your Christmas wish for the world?
My Christmas wish is for everyone in the world to enjoy the holidays, enjoy your family, take a moment, take a big, gigantic breath, and even though you might have a lot going on and things seem busy, you enjoy the holidays also. Take a gigantic breath because it gets oxygen to the brain so you can think better, and just enjoy the holidays and peacefully just love each other, Steve.
That's nice. Santa, stay safe. Thank you very much for all you do. We appreciate you and love you, Santa.
Keep up the good work, Steve. You're on the good list. Not like that Miley Cyrus. She's on the naughty list.
I had no idea. Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye. I don't know that he was supposed to divulge that or not.